Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right.
Do you see me? What was that?
Oh, yeah.
No, man, I cannot hear you.
Oh, can you see me?
Not really. Back it up.
All right. Can you?
What was that?
Okay. Can you just go outside?
Driving, mate.
Oh, are you? You're
driving. Driving.
Okay. Can you just stop in the corner or somewhere? Just for my shoes. You can just drive.
What was that?
Can you just
I can't hear you, mate. I can hear you in the background, I can't really hear you though. I think it's your end, mate, not mine. Mine's never started like this ever. And as soon as all you people started calling me and trying to fucking hack me, mate, I swear.
No.
I swear you're trying to scam my bank. Am I not wrong or am I right? Mate, I cannot hear you. You've gone hell quiet.
Because you need to stop your...
Okay, there's a car somewhere. Stop your car somewhere.
It's not my phone. That's fucking up, mate. I can talk to my mates and it's perfectly clear. And every time I talk to you, it doesn't work. So that's just why I'm so stuffed. Why my bank is not calling me about this stuff that's been going on. A bank should be calling me, mate. Why hasn't my Commonwealth Bank or my Great Southern Bank rung me and found this issue?
Because of the fact that we have updated them, we have just simply sending them an email, confirmation email, that this is going on, and that's why we are just taking care of the thing. And that's why they do not have called you, because we are just taking care of the thing. You need to understand that. If anything goes wrong, they can lock your account, they can just block your card. Because nothing is going on, you are taking care of the thing. That is the reason you have not received any call from the bank. Let me just show you. Absolutely, that is the reason. We are from the anti-fraud department. Suppose you call to your bank, they will connect the call to the anti-fraud department. You need to understand that. And we have submitted all the documents to them, and that's why we are just taking care of the thing. So please don't get confused.
I'm a bit confused because no one else is, everyone's been telling me I'm getting hacked, mate, by you.
No, because the thing is that you are going to receive the email, I have told you. Let me just done the things, let me just transfer the things to you, and then you are going to receive the confirmation email by our end. I have told you the thing. So do one thing, you put me on speaker onto your mobile phone.
You are on speaker, yes.
Now, open the assist client, that green application, Zoho, open that.
I've never heard of this ever, mate, in my whole life.
Because it is not coming daily, on day by day. That is the reason. You just simply open the Zoho. Yeah, open the
Zoho.
It
definitely doesn't come day by day because it's ain't the thing, I'm sure of it. I think I'm the dumbest idea on this thing, letting news people
that's
hack
right,
my
that's
shit for some reason.
No. That if we are just, if we are the bad persons, we are not asking your permission to do anything. Because this is the legal way. Without your consent, how I can do it?
You've already got all my information, mate, out of my
If we have all the information, why should I talk to you? If I would be the wrong person, I can steal your information and run away. You need to understand that. And that's why your bank does not call you, because we are taking care of the cases. whatever the things are going on, we are just handling those things by our own, because we have already talked to the headquarters of your like your Commonwealth and your Greater Bank either, because both the debit card belongs to our Reserve Authority Department. All right. So let me do my job. Let me transfer the funds to you, and then I'll simply help you. So you just open that green application, Zoho.
I have.
Now I'm just confirming you that security ID number. Just give me a moment. Now put the number 453.
Hold up, my 453.
252.
Yes.
2066.
2066, yes.
Yeah. Now press on join. Yeah. Join, then start session, then start broadcast.
I've got a saying yesterday, this is the most sussest thing I've ever come across.
Okay. Yeah, now tap on the hazy area. At the background, tap on the hazy area. Now tick that box at the bottom and click on allow access.
So can you you're telling me you can see my screen?
I'm not seeing you, I'm just guiding you, because we know that. What are the options coming up? That is the reason. Don't get confused. I'm talking to you from yesterday.
Now, both know, home,
you can see on the top, you're connected to the security server, start conversation with the technician. You can see that.
Yeah, but I don't know who the hell. But yeah, it's up there. Yeah. It's just
okay, so go to your home screen. Go to your home screen.
Yes.
Yeah, and let me start the security onto the Greater Bank either. So log into your Greater Bank first.
Okay. Oh,
your GS Bank. Log into your GS Bank.
This is so hectic, mate. Seriously.
I understand, but after today, you're not going to face any problem. You are listening to the different people.
You want to hope not.
Yes. And I just simply want to just ask you, did you do anything with the bank, with the account?
This account right here, I transferred my money out of my bank account to my savings account.
Because I need to enable the security onto the account, did not need to transfer anything. So please do one thing, you need to transfer the funds onto your same account on which we have put the security 726. Nothing will be going anywhere. I've told you yesterday, you can see the amount is on pending, each and everything. So please transfer the funds to your... Yeah.
I'm not putting $3,500 into my pay account. No, I'm not doing that.
It's not going anywhere. I've told you. The yesterday amount is on pending, which we are going to reverse it. This is the last layer.
It is. That's still pending, $3,370.10.
It is already on pending. It will be coming up once we're done with the security. It is not going anywhere. So please transfer the funds onto your account ending with 726.
I'm not transferring every bit of my money onto that account, no.
Nothing will be going anywhere, sir. Please try to understand. Please try to understand. If I want to just use that font, I can do it yesterday. Why? I have just shown you those things. Please try to understand. Don't be like this suspicious, all right? So please transfer it.
If you do not return all my money, I will fucking kill you.
Nothing will be going anywhere.
I will find you and I will
Yes, you can. You can. Provide all the details. Okay,
I will fucking kill you, mate, if you have taken all my fucking money.
That, sir. Nothing will be going anywhere.
I will find you.
Absolutely. Nothing will be going anywhere, okay. So
you're telling me I've got to put 3,000 fucking and a half thousand fucking grand, mate, into my pay account, it's going to go.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to transfer it to anybody. You need to just transfer it onto that own account, because we have selected that account to put the security. That is the reason I've told you, do not transfer anything. So put it onto that account. so that we can done with the security and we can just refund your 4,000 and the 200 extra compensation which I have told you already.
How many people are you sitting beside right now?
I beg your pardon?
I said, how many people are in the background talking to you?
They are not talking to me. They are not talking to me. They are working with the different customers. You need to understand that.
I'm trying to steal their money as well.
That is not the right thing, sir. You just simply transfer those things to your account and let me start the security sale.
You've got all my details. You can just wipe the whole. I could end up with $0, mate.
No. If I have already told you, I have all the details, but I have not asked you anything from you. I have already confirming the details, and I've just told you. You are going to return it back. You need to just try to understand that. If I need to steal the things, I can do it yesterday. Try to understand that. And you see that the previous amount is on pending. It is not going anywhere. It will be reflected once the...
But this is all the money I fucking have, man.
I know that. And I promise you...
Fucking
you are shouting on me, I have already explained you. Nothing will be going anywhere. Please try to understand that.
If anything does, I promise I'll find you, mate. I promise
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So you just simply do...
It might take 30 years. I'll fucking find you.
Nothing will be going anywhere. I've told you thousands of times. It will be going to be credited once the timing will be coming up. The 24 hours will be come and it will be credited. I'll just simply showing you. So go to your home screen first. Go to home screen.
On the home screen, mate.
Yeah. And open that Zoho application. Open that Zoho application.
I have not transferred any money anywhere yet, so I don't know. I'm not doing anything. I don't know if I trust you.
Sir, you need to understand that I've told you yesterday. Please try to understand. I'm doing also my job. Try to understand that. I'm not telling you to send it to me. You need to just use it onto that account. So first you open the Zoho application. First you open the Zoho. Try to understand. Okay, wait. First you open the Zoho application.
Got all my details, mate. It's just weird.
So what does it mean? Because your details have been issued in the various platforms. That's why you're just cancelling the details. We are just simply verifying those platforms where your details have been issued and try to cancel it. I have told you. Your details are safe. You need to understand that. We are protecting your details.
You get my details back, man. That's what you're fucking doing.
What does it mean you get my details? Your details have been used in the different platform and that's why we have recognized, we have just verified it and we are cancelling it. So first you open the Zoho application. That Zoho application.
I have, mate, I have.
So what you can see now? What you can see now?
Enter session key.
Okay, give me a moment. I'm providing you the session key. No, just give me a moment.
I want to talk to my bank, mate, to be honest.
Absolutely, I told you once everything will be all right, I'll connect this call. Now put the number, 411.
Yes.
281.
Yes.
966.
966.
9366.
9366.
Yeah. 411-281-9366.
Yes.
Yeah. Click on the options. You know better. Join now. Start session. Start broadcast like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you see any hazy area, tap on that hazy area and tick at the bottom and press on. Allow access.
Allow access to get rolled. Yeah.
Go to the home screen.
Yes.
And log into GS one more time. Log into your GS.
I'm logged in, mate. I'm still logged in.
Okay. Logged in. Now please just simply transfer the thing. to that 726 account.
You want me to transfer every fucking cent into that account?
No, not that three. Just use that round figure which you have just transferred. Why? I have told you did not need to move anything. Just move it. Move that 35 which you have transferred. You have just told me that you have moved 3500. You need to move it onto that account.
I haven't moved 3500 anywhere. I've moved a 2600 or something.
You just moved 2600. Okay, then you just simply move it. Whatever the funds you have, just move it. Move the same amount. You did not need to move the whole one.
I'm broke. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Nothing will be going anywhere.
Fucking sounds like it's these though.
And can you just tell me what is the amount you're just putting?
2500, mate. There you go, Tycoon, and steal it off me, mate. Go for it.
Again, you're telling me that we are going to steal your 2500. Is this the right way to talk to somebody? If I need to steal, I can just simply, without knowing you, I'll just simply get all of your funds. You need to understand that. This is not the right thing. So go
mate,
to your home soon.
Stop
from your account.
Fucking hell.
Log out from your account. Just log out from your account.
Transferred.
Okay, please log out from your account. Log out from your account.
Mate, this is fucking load of bullshit, I swear.
Nothing will be anywhere. You are again shouting on me, sir. You are not trying to understand.
I'm trying to understand, but I don't understand because this is fucking load of shit. I'm sure it's already done.
Again,
to
shoot that flag line, you are just
off,
doing
mate.
The same thing.
I'm logged off. What do I do?
Okay. So go to your home screen, log out from your account and go to your home screen.
I'm on my home screen, log out, mate.
Okay. Give me a moment. Let me just start the security for you. All right. Give me a moment.
Fucking hell. I've got on my phone.
Sorry?
I said I'm recording all this as well.
Yeah, you can. I have already told you this call has been recorded for the quality and training purpose. So be with me for a while. Let me just check the security.
So why are you changing all the securities and why am I not talking about bank and fucking...
I beg your pardon? The thing is that...
You changed all the security about me talking about bank. They should be changing the security to me bank.
Because the thing is that the anti-fraud department has the right to just simply do the security thing. If you talk to the bank to put in the security, they're directly connecting the call to the anti-fraud squad. And they are just going to just check the security in behalf of you. That is the thing. I have already told you. Let me just help you simply check those things.
It's seriously hard to believe, yeah.
First of all, I'm not here to make you happy or unhappy, right? I'm just doing my job to protecting your information, that's all.
You know, the funny thing is, no money ever even come out of my account before you run me, though.
Because you think like that, sir, that no money is coming out because those payments are already taken out and we just put it on hold. Right? We just put it on hold, and that is the reason.
The first payments coming out of my Commonwealth Bank. No one withdrawn any money out of my account. That's the
because the charges are already included. You can see that balance on the ledger. This is not the actual amount you have onto the account. They are just trying to take it off, and that's why it is on hold.
Just give me a moment. Just be with me for a while. I'm just activating the tool, just wait for a second. Okay, you just simply do one thing, sir. You just simply do one thing. So we have just checked the security. Now I just simply help you to just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Let me just check. So for the time being, you just simply log into your GS Bank. For the time being, you just log into your GS Bank.
Again?
Yeah, and check first your account is there or not. You just check it.
Yay.
So once you log into your GS Bank, please do let me know.
I'm logged in, right? You can probably see every fucking thing on there.
Oh, again, you are just behaving like that. I've told you nothing will be, and you are just now. What you need to do, you for your safety. Now I have just secured that account 726. You just move your funds from here to your Commonwealth. Okay, and then we can going ahead and just simply transferring the funds to your Commonwealth directly. So you just move your funds from your 726 to your Commonwealth account directly.
Oh.
Yeah, because that fund you have transferred from the Commonwealth to your GS, so you need to just move the fund from your GS to your Commonwealth.
The whole lot.
Yes, that 2500 which you have moved from the Commonwealth, not your whole account amount. So you need
they
to move your. Yeah, from your pay account. Yeah, from your pay account to your Commonwealth account.
What the fuck? This sounds fucked. Are you fucking sure?
So once you transfer, just do let me know, sir.
If this money seriously goes, mate, I'll fucking kill you. I don't care if I fucking, I don't know, I'm saying it, mate. I've done it, mate. If this money seriously disappears, I'll fuck you.
You are just transferring it onto your own account. If I need to took it, I can took it from your DS Bank either.
I've put back on my Commonwealth. It's back in there, right?
Okay. Log into your account on the Commonwealth and check, do you receive the balance or not? It has been coming?
Yeah, but it's gone into my savings account.
Okay. No problem. You just move it from your savings to your bills account. That's all. So click on the pay at the bottom.
How's it going into my savings account?
Because you have selected your savings account, and that is the reason. Because all the fund sources are the savings account, and that is the main account. So you just simply press on pay and move it into your bills account. Press on pay.
The bills are my main account. Every time I
save it. Your main account, yeah. You need to move it to your main account. Somehow it will be going onto your savings account, so you need to move the 2500 onto your bills account.
It never used to do that.
No problem, I'll just help you. Again, you're asking the same questions. Let me do my job, sir. Let me do my job, alright?
There you go, mate. That's 2.5 grand. There you go. Bang, there it is.
Click on the pay at the bottom. Press on the pay at the bottom.
Yes.
Can you see any transfer between accounts?
I've already transferred it, mate. It's in your bills. 2.5 grand.
Oh, just move all of your funds onto your bills account?
It's on there. Bills, 2,500.
Okay. But you told me it is on the savings.
I've just transferred it from my savings to my bills, mate.
Okay. You have just transferred.
Yes.
Okay. No problem. So you just go to your home screen first. You go to your home screen.
I'm logging out of this bank, right?
Yeah. You log out from the account. You log out from the account.
Okay, I'm sharing that on the phone screen.
Yeah. And your network is working very slow. Can you just go somewhere else where you got the better network. Now, what you need to do,
I hooked up the Wi-Fi, man.
Okay.
Wi-Fi and all, I'm sweet.
Okay. Now, do one thing, log into your Commonwealth one more time. Log into your Commonwealth bank.
I'm fucking logged out of this fucking thing, mate. I'm just logged out of my Commonwealth bank. What did I have to log out of it, man, if I'm logging back into it?
Yes, because I need to start the security onto that. So log into your Commonwealth account. Again, do the same thing. Let me do my job, sir.
Fuck me, dude, mate. I'm logged the fuck on, right?
You have logged into the account?
Yes, I'm logged on, mate, yes.
Now what I need to do, I need to generate that same security code which I have generated yesterday. Look at the bottom. Do you see there will be an option called pay?
Yes.
Click on. And there will be an option called cardless cash in deposit. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. Now the thing is that we are getting disconnected. First, you just go to your home screen. You go to your home screen?
I'm just still in me fucking bike, mate.
Go to your home screen. Please try to understand. We are just working on it. Go to your home screen, sir.
I have gone to my home screen.
Okay. Now open that door. Open that door.
Yeah. It's better not take another fucking 3 hours, mate.
Now, once you open the Zoho, just do let me know if you can see enter session key.
Yes.
Now, you see enter session key?
Fucking hope I fucking see it, mate. Yes, I do. See
okay.
On the screen.
Three. Now, number will be 384.
384.
229.
What?
384. 229 8332. Read the number.
I've got it in, mate. Don't worry.
Okay, do the options. Do the options. Now, what you can see now?
No, I've started the broadcast, mate.
Okay. Now, tap on the hazy area. Now, then take that box and press on allow access. Now, go to your home screen and log into your Commonwealth application. Yeah. Click on the pay at the bottom. At the bottom,
yeah.
Now click on cardless cash and deposit. We need to generate the security code the same way. Click on cardless cash. Now select the amount where you see enter an amount at the top. That same amount, 500.
500, you reckon?
Yeah. Now click on enter description at the bottom. You need to use the same description shop, Prussian shop. Now click on done. At the right hand top corner, press on done.
Done, I see.
Okay. Now what you can see? Press on next. At the right hand top corner, press on next.
There's no next. There's just description of X.
Okay, look at the top corner, done. D-O-N-E, done. Press on done. Now press on next. At the right hand top corner. Right hand top corner, press on next. Now press on confirm. Now you are going to see the codes will be coming up. Press on confirm. Now wait for a second, it is generating like C code. If you can see, press on C code. If you can see that.
Yeah,
so press up P code, yeah. Now please write down the digit pin in a piece of paper. Now please log out from your account. Log out from your account, go to your home screen.
Mate, I can't fucking write that quick, right?
Okay.
You think I am? Fuck me dead. What am I writing down, mate?
Yeah, you need to write down the 4-digit pin, which is showing you like cash pin. Write down that 4-digit pin.
Yes.
Yeah, and log off from your account. Log off and go to your home screen. Yeah, go to your home screen now. Now give me a few minutes so that I can check the security for you. Yeah. In the meantime, if you want to drive your car, you can just drive it. Now just give me a few minutes. Once I wait for the security department, and then I'm going to return your funds back to you. and please be with me for a while. Intern with the security.
So you're telling me I don't have to cancel any of my cards to get a loan now?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So be with me. Once I got the security updates, I'll let you know, and then I'm going to transfer the funds to you. Okay. So just be with me for a while. Give me just 5 to 7 minutes. Once I got the confirmation from the security department, then I'm going to transfer your funds to your account.
How much is that?
The amount. It's, yeah, the whole amount. 4,000, that I just confirmed you the amount. 500, yesterday we have hide, then 3350. 3850 total, and your compensation 200, which is near about 4,050. All right, and the 500 which we are hiding today. So overall, we are just going to sending you back near about 46 or 4700. Okay. Yes. So just give me 5-7 minutes. So once I got the update, then I'll let you know. be with me for a while, sir. Okay, I'm waiting for the update, and then I'm just going to help you to just liquidate the amount. Okay. Just be with me. And once I got the confirmation from the team, we need to just simply provide you the funds. So because we need to transfer you the funds near about 45 or 4600. So can you just tell me, one thing, sir? Like, do you have any driver's license with you?
Are you fucking for real?
Because it will be asking you to just verify the driver's license. That's why I'm asking you. Because we need to send you the funds. That is the reason. Yeah.
That's
be with me.
Okay.
Okay, be with me.
You're not stealing my identification, are you? No, yes, no.
Yeah, just be with me.
You're not taking my identification. Why do you need my license?
Okay, be with me, sir.
Why? But why do you need my license? You already know who I am, mate.
Sorry?
I said, why do you need my license? You already know who I am.
No, no. Sometimes it will be need to verify the account holder. Because we need to just send you the phone or to your computer. That's what. So be with me for a while.
That's it, anyway.